conversation now as we start back up here at CPAC 2022 in Dallas, Texas. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. stevegruber.com. Get a copy of the new book, America in Her Own Words, Volume 1, Selected Quotations from Great Americans. You can get it at stevegruber.com. It's just 10 bucks. What a deal. Honestly, what a deal that is. All right, so my next guest is Joe Heumeier. He is the Executive Director of the Center for a Secure, Free Society. He's here at CPAC with us. Joseph, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
As you look around the world right now, a lot of flashpoints. Of course, you've got the war in Ukraine, which I think the United States has spent entirely too much money on, but that's just me. But then you've got Taiwan and China rattling sabers and China threatening to do whatever China threatens to do. You've got flashpoints with Iran getting nuclear weapons back to China. You've got flashpoints with India along the border. There are a lot of spots on the globe right now that any one of them could go off and create great conflict and involve the United States. Correct?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also these three authoritarian countries are now starting to align with one another. I mean, they've already held at least three naval exercises in the Gulf of Oman and the Indian Ocean. And they're building a sort of joint capability that's based off dependency. I said Iran depends on Russia's weapon system. Russia depends on China's financial system. China depends on oil from both Russia and Iran. And that mutual dependency has brought them together to basically create a nexus that is challenging not just the United States, but the entire international order in ways that we haven't seen probably since before World War One.
And it's interesting that that trifecta of need, they each need each other. They all oppose the United States, of course. But let me ask you, first of all, about Russia. Russia has, I don't know how to put this, I think most people, laymen like myself, assumed Russia would go into Ukraine, roll over the country in 2, 3, 4 weeks, and that would be it. And yet, that didn't happen. What we found out was that Russia's equipment is outdated. Their troops are unmotivated. Their abilities are not what I anticipated, that's for sure. So that's where we stand, right?
Well, I think, yeah, there's something that we've learned after the Russian invasion of Ukraine is that the military is a lot much more of a kind of a mirage than actual a fighting force. I mean, they obviously have a lot of weaponry, but they don't have the logistics to maintain that type of weapon systems. It reminds me of an old military refrain, which is experts talk strategy, but professionals talk logistics. And in war, logistics matter. Getting the beans, bullets, and band-aids to the front line is a very important thing, and it sounds like the Russians aren't good at that. However, let me say that I do believe that Vladimir Putin calculated other dimensions of war. In war, it's not just the physical dimension that matters. There's also the economic dimension. And I think he knew very well that between Russia and Ukraine, fertilizers and wheat, they produce about 12% of the calories consumed worldwide.
Right.
If this conflict continues, then you're going to have a lot of countries that are going to have shortages of supplies of wheat and fertilizer, which means there's going to be a food insecurity crisis. We're already seeing that. That's why the price of food is going up in many parts of the world.
Well, you've got that, and then you've got bad policies, just terrible policies in places like the Netherlands, Canada, Ireland. The United States could follow at some point because you've got, you know, they're willing to dismantle the farms and the farmers in pursuit of some Green New Deal utopia on top of the 12% of the calories, like you point out, that'll be taken away from the world's breadbasket because it's not being exported. I mean, it's foolish behavior as far as policy on top of everything else, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. This is the absolute, I mean, it's no good time, but this is the absolute worst time to pursue any kind of Green New Deal. And we're seeing that. I mean, the Europeans are going to be paying a price for pursuing those policies this winter when they need oil and gas to be able to survive the winter. And where does the oil and gas come from? Mostly from Russia. So these are kind of things that should have been forecasted, that were the writing was on the wall, but many people didn't because they were pursuing a kind of an ambition of having a world that's clean and things. But, you know, maybe it's a good ambition, but it really wasn't realistic, especially when you have geopolitical scenarios that are playing themselves out, like the one in Ukraine.
So what do you think? I mean, what is the my last question, I guess. What do you think is the situation on the world stage with Joe Biden, who to me comes across a weakling? Nancy Pelosi goes into Taiwan, which is fine with me. I think any American should be able to travel to Taiwan anytime. But it's when the president says, well, the Pentagon doesn't think it's a good idea. I mean, what kind of a message is that on the world stage? Good Lord.
Yeah, and I agree with you. China is not going to dictate U.S. foreign policy or ability for our policymakers to move or travel to Taiwan. However, right now, with everything that's going on in the world, with everything that's going on in the United States, with the inflation, it's almost as if you're giving China a cow's belly to be more and to do more against Taiwan and eventually against the United States. I think it was a bad, ill-timed trip to do it on the back of Nancy Pelosi. But to answer your question, at the end of the day, for many Americans, it seems very distant. It seems like a far-off problem. But this is the kind of geopolitical scenario that's playing out in the world that's fueling conflicts, and those conflicts are arriving at our U.S. southern border as there's more refugees in the world today than at any point in history.
Right.
And I think that's how it affects day-to-day an American.
And all those people need a place to sleep and something to eat, and chaos will ensue if not. And then that's, unfortunately, Joseph, it's an unsteady world right now. Joseph Humeyer, Executive Director of the Center for a Secure, Free Society. Sir, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Still to come here at CPAC Dallas, we'll have Congressman Ralph Norman live with me here, and then Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. So we've got a lot to cover, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.